Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
Support for WPR comes from UW-Superior Center for Continuing Education, offering Conversations on Living Alone, a three-part series beginning Wednesday, April 17th via Zoom. Details at uwsuper.edu.
We're talking to a Capitol reporter about what's going on in Wisconsin state government.
Yesterday was the last scheduled day of the session for the state Senate for this year, and the state assembly will wrap up its fall 2013 session tomorrow. Here to fill us in on what was passed and what's still left on the table is Patrick Marley. He's a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, co-author of More Than They Bargained For with fellow Journal Sentinel reporter Jason Stein. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, let's start with this one. Yesterday, the Senate passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow members of the state Supreme Court to elect their own Chief Justice. What's next for this bill?
Well, this will now go to the Assembly on Thursday, and we'll have we're expected to have a very long debate on Thursday. A lot of controversial issues are up. If that passes as expected, it would then have to come back up in 2015 because it's a constitutional amendment. If the legislature passed it in both houses then, it would go to voters. They would decide whether to change the Constitution. Currently, the job of Chief Justice goes to the most senior member of the court, and for the last 17-some years, that's been Shirley Abrahamson. A lot of conflict on our court, a lot of disagreements. She is often in the minority on opinions, and I think there's a sense among conservatives that they would like the justices to be able to choose from their own ranks for who should be Chief Justice.
And critics have said this is just going to add more politics to the court, they make the case.
Right. The critics say that this is sour grapes, that we've had this in our Constitution for well over 100 years, and that it's a system that works. We shouldn't have this kind of a rancor to add to what the discord we already have.
And before we break into more particular issues, you mentioned a lot on the plate tomorrow at the state assembly, including some controversial issues. Seems like the Senate decided to hold off on a lot of the most controversial stuff as the session came to the end. The assembly, not so much?
Yeah, that's right. Just prior to the last session day, it looked like the Senate could be taking on a lot of controversial issues, including some abortion measures, but they backed off on much of their agenda. The assembly is going to start at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Looks like they could go until 2 a.m. as they debate things like voter ID, limiting voting hours, the Chief Justice bill, restricting access to the mine site in northern Wisconsin.
And that voter ID bill, there's a current existing voter ID bill hung up in the courts. What's the difference on this new one?
Right. So we have there was a voter ID law was put in place in 2011. There were four lawsuits filed. In two of those cases, judges blocked the law. One of those was overturned on appeal, but the initial judge's ruling blocking it remains in place. So the law really hasn't been used. There's a federal trial in Milwaukee on the law as well. And so this bill would soften the requirement somewhat so that people who had a religious objection to being photographed or who couldn't afford to get the documents to get an ID would be able to vote without an ID if they signed an affidavit. And the supporters of voter ID believe that if they can put that in place, it weakens the legal challenges to the law that have said that the voting ID requirement is so strict that it disenfranchises people.
But Senate Republican leaders at some points were kind of balking at this. I got the sense they're saying, hey, let's wait and see if the one we already passed gets through the courts before we start nerfing what we already have.
That's exactly right. We have Republicans control both houses, but there's a disagreement on this issue. The assembly is moving full speed ahead to get this done because they say, Speaker Robin Voss in particular has said, he wants to do everything he can to make sure that a voter ID requirement is in place for the 2014 election for governor. His corollary in the Senate, the majority leader, Scott Fitzgerald, has said, no, this is in the middle of these legal challenges. Let's see what the courts actually say in all the cases, and then we can, you know, his belief and his hope is that it will be upheld by the courts. If it is not, then they'll have very specific guidelines as to what's constitutional and what's not, and they can craft a new version of the law to meet the court requirements.
So one thing that's been going on doesn't seem to have the partisan controversy around it. The Assembly passed a bunch of mental health-related bills. This has been a long time in the making, right?
Yeah, they've been working on this all year, and this has been sort of this bright point of bipartisanship. Every bill, they've passed 13 bills dealing with mental health on Tuesday. All of them were either unanimous or on a voice vote where no dissent was registered. And so it's going to be quite a contrast between Tuesday when you have everybody working together on issues and tomorrow when they're going to be bitterly divided.
What kind of things are in those mental health bills? Briefly, I know you mentioned there's over 10.
There's a lot of them, but, taken together, it's about $4 million more spent on mental health for things like mobile intervention crisis teams, peer respite centers. So these are respite centers that are run by people who have had mental health issues in the past, and people say that for like veterans in particular, it's very effective to be able to talk to people who have gone through the same sorts of things. And there's people in Medicaid programs that would be able to get services more quickly in their homes. Many issues like that.
And there was kind of a general recognition from both parties that some of Wisconsin's mental health system are out of date. We need to catch up here. Is that what brought that bipartisanship together?
Yeah, I mean, there's, I think that there have been a lot of problems in Milwaukee County, but really these are issues that face every county. A lot of county-run systems, and, these laws were put in place in the 1970s. A lot of people feel like the science has advanced a lot. Treatment philosophies have changed quite a bit since then, and they needed to get with the time, so to speak.
All right, ping-ponging back to something more controversial. You mentioned abortion legislation coming up in the Assembly tomorrow. This is stuff that didn't pass the Senate, that they wouldn't, even if the Assembly passes it, they wouldn't hit till January, if at all, right?
Right. The one issue on abortion that the Assembly is to take up tomorrow would be to create a license plate that says Choose Life on it, and then it would funnel money to a group that would run what they call pregnancy crisis centers. So it's a place that a pregnant person could go and get information, but these are run by people who oppose abortion so that they would be counseling them not to seek abortions.
And objections from people worried about that very thing. That would be using state money, in effect, for a particular point of view on this? Is that the hurdle?
The opponents of it, they feel like it's a state sponsorship of a position opposite of theirs. But what they are more critical of is that they say these centers can pressure women, can give them false information, and that they don't trust that these things would be objective.
I say this so often on this show, it could be a catchphrase. This sounds like the sort of thing that could end up in court if it passes.
I haven't heard if that is something that could be litigated, but obviously the last abortion law that they passed, which actually restricted the practice of abortion or required admitting privileges for doctors who performed abortions, that went to court and was quickly blocked by a federal judge. The case is going to go on for some months or years, but it was immediately struck down.
So looking ahead to January, as a Capitol reporter, what stories are you thinking are going to be the big deal come January?
Well, I think a lot of what the Assembly does here, is they're going to move over to the Senate, and we're going to have to – there are two other bills on abortion that have already passed the Assembly. A great question is, what is the Senate going to take those up? All of these election restrictions, is the Senate going to take those up? Another bill that the Assembly passed earlier this year would double the amount that donors can give to candidates for governor and other state offices, and also that would allow people to register to vote online. That was a bipartisan bill where Republicans were able to get a lot of Democratic votes by including the online voter registration. It's being met with pretty deep skepticism among the Senate Republicans. So the question is if that'll pass. Another bill, a lot of things have passed the Assembly and not been taken up by the Senate so far. One would raise the speed limit to 70 miles an hour from the current 65 on interstates.
All right, lot to look forward to in the next session. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley. He's a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, co-author of More Than They Bargained For with his fellow reporter Jason Stein.